Hi, I'm Laura Brown, and I am the director of Graduate First for Georgia's State Personnel Development Grant. And Graduate First is an initiative in Georgia for helping students with disabilities and those who struggle stay in school and graduate. We've been working on this since 2007, and before that, it was a pilot here in the Northeast Georgia region in 2006. Graduate First focuses on helping kids in a multitude of areas, working on attendance, behavior, and improving course completion or course credits. And then also, what we know now is that by wrapping kids with a sense of belonging, a sense of connections, relationships, and underpinning that all of that with support with family engagement and community engagement, we see accelerated results. In fact, in one particular situation that we had in a county here in Northeast Georgia, we had a young man. He had transferred in, he'd been to multiple schools, and he was an angry young man. He was bitter about his situation. Didn't have any male role models in the home. I think he'd been sent to live with a grandmother or another family member. And so he wound up in the school. They happened to have Graduate First, and he became one of the kids they really focused on. And they first had to work on attendance. He just didn't come to school. He planned or dropped out. He talked about dropping out. He counted the days till he could drop out. And so they really worked on just getting him to come to school, and they put a lot of effort into tutoring programs and helping get his academics up. But it wasn't until they really built that relationship, made him feel like part of the school, he became part of a club. And a lot of our Graduate First schools called it the 52 Club, 52 kids who are struggling. And he was given the task to ask other kids, why are kids dropping out of our school? Then he put together a report. He gave a little speech about it. Suddenly, he was this student leader talking about dropout and what could be done to prevent kids from dropping out. Suddenly, he wasn't getting OSS anymore. He wasn't getting ISS. Suddenly, after about a year of hard work, this wasn't an easy path. This wasn't a path where it's just like overnight things started to get better. But people staying dedicated and him staying focused, and where school was this great place to be, and he understood the impact of what he was doing to what his goals were going to be later on in life. He started talking about staying. Suddenly he'd made it a whole week, hadn't missed school, hadn't cut a class, hadn't been in any kind of serious trouble. I don't want to say that his anger just completely dissipated. He had a lot of things to be angry about. But he started doing better. He started connecting. He started trusting his teachers. He started participating. He started having friends for the first time ever. Got to the point that he was really having such success. We brought him to our Graduate First Institute. He and the team leader of his school, the parent mentor who had worked with the family came, but it was the young man who stood up in front of an audience of over 300 educators, and he told his story. He told what it's like. He told how hard it was. He told about having been in a residential facility, that he had just been bounced around, and then when he got to Graduate First, he knew he could make it. At the time we last talked to him at that meeting, when he said, "I have three classes left, and I have two tests to pass," he got a standing ovation. That young man graduated. He even told us at that meeting that he was the first, he had an after-school job. That's what he really wanted. He wanted a car. Very important to him. He said he couldn't date if he didn't have a car. And so he was working hard, so he needed a job. And he got a job, and he said he was the first male in his family to ever hold a job. Oh, it was such a touching moment. It made all the difference. And I thought about all the hard work that the graduate first team leader at the school, that the collaboration coach from Graduate First, and the Parent Mentor Partnership, and all those educators who work together to make a difference.